month early.
Really?
And I wasn't breastfed. Yeah. I was lazy.
I was breastfed. My mother has wonderful breasts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
See?
I was breastfed.
How can
I
not
like
want a woman? Okay.
2.5 or 3, like a little ways delayed.
Yeah.
Like when I was like asking for breast milk in sentences and like, well, Luke, do you think that I can, you know.
That happened?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I was English when the accent wore off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it, were you living in England or did you just inherit it from a family member?
I think it was an Oliver Twist, like, video.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Nice.
Yeah. Were your teeth worse?
She used to beat me with her breast.
Mmm.
She would beat me with her titty, which
that's
is like,
sexy.
Like a Coke bottle.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
That's good.
But
I've seen.
It's really syrupy.
I've seen my friend Kim, she had cancer plus a lot of other problems. Hilarious, but she would squeeze her nipple and weird milk would come out that would be poisonous to babies, but if I drank it, it would be okay.
Yes.
I heard if you eat a whole entire thing of nutmeg, it makes you trip. Is this true?
Yeah, but as well as, like, I can't.
How does it feel?
It feels like you're stoned, like marijuana.
Yeah.
Stoned, but it makes you ill, like physically.
How ill?
Enough not to do it twice, for me.
What about do it once just for the experience?
It's fucked up now because everything is, like, holiday, Christmas, they put nutmeg in everything. Like,
yeah.
Even Coca-Cola comes out with, like, a nutmeg Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
And it's not an aversion to it, but I can just immediately identify, even if there's, like, just a dash of nutmeg in anything, I'm like, nutmeg.
Yeah.
Because I've eaten, like, spoonfuls of it.
Well, it doesn't make you trip then, does it?
It doesn't make you trip. It just, it does mess you up, but it's, like, a little, I don't know whether it's just because you get so sick, or have you ever eaten Morning Glory seeds? I think you get that, like, visual sensation, like, sparky,
yeah,
whatever, distort, but it also makes you,
you have,
like,
to eat a lot of them, I'm assuming?
Yeah, you have to eat, like, at least 2 or 3 tablespoons. And it kind of tastes like peanuts. It doesn't taste bad, which is actually good, because...
But it makes you sick?
It makes you, like, your stomach can't really process it. I don't know what you could probably... It wouldn't... It feels like your stomach is actually grinding up. Because when you eat them, it's kind of like peanuts and, like, nuts. You grind it up into a fine powder.
Yeah.
And then you eat it with, like, you know, some sort of juice or something that's a little bit more palpable.
Yeah.
But it actually makes your stomach, like, feel like it's like a grinder, like it's grinding stuff up, and like, you feel like you're tripping too. Don't do that.
When it comes to nutmeg, how long are you sick for?
The whole thing, which takes like, yeah, I don't know, 35 minutes. You're really not, like, stoned for that much, for that long.
Weird. Doesn't sound worth it at all.
It's one of those, like, there's a book that you can get to, like, all sorts of prison drugs. Like, if you take a Bubblicious and put it in an orange and let the orange rot, and then throw away the orange and eat the bubble gum, it's like the acid in it will make you trip too. There's like a whole book of like 1,000 ways prison people have found to experience like drug, you know, whatever.
That is funny.
In prison. Yeah.
I bet that's more worth it.
Well, every one of those is just different, but it also, like, messes your body up. I mean, it's like poison. I think, like, a rotting orange is acidic, and
I mean,
if you had allergy to mold at all or something like that, you could really kill yourself doing something.
Yeah, I accidentally ate moldy bread. I took a quarter of shrooms twice, and that's a lot. And it was really weird, and that place is crazy. It's kind of interesting. I kind of like the Baha'i Temple.
Is it the one where they, like,
combine every religion? They combine every religious belief. They say that, no, there's no flame, but at the top of it, I can't remember what language it is, some Middle Eastern language, at the top it says something, and it looks like it says evil, and the half of it, I went in, and there was this Asian family, and only the daughter spoke English, and he was playing a harmonica, and everyone was having fun. It's just open to the public. And the bottom half is where you can watch movies, and there's a store, and they kept trying to get me to buy stuff, because I watched the movie like 5 times and barely comprehended it, but the whole premise to the religion, and this is why I went, is they say that every religion is correct, like Jesus, Buddha, different hands. They're all just different devices to try to get you to the overall message of, yeah. And it's basically just saying that they're all messengers of God, all of them.
Yeah.
Which,
do they actually embody God? Kind of like, Jewish people really don't do it, but Christians kind of, think of it just a feeling of oneness, like Eastern religions?
I'm not sure. I have to study this one more.
Like
I think
Dharma, truth,
I think it's more of just oneness, but I'm not sure. Life. It would make more sense if that was true. But, yeah, it's still an abomination to too many people. Because people...
To be too accepting.
Yeah. I like to exclude. And really like to think that they're right just because they were born out of a particular vagina that had this religion. And...
People like fire and brimstone. Like, they told me something wrong.
Yeah. If you just suggest to some people that your soul is outside of your body, connected with a... It's really funny.
What do you believe?
I don't know at all.
So you're agnostic, or...
Yeah, I'd say I'm agnostic.
What about you? Yeah. Same? Neither?
I believe in all of it. Yeah, I believe in all of it.
So, what is that? Unitarian?
Pantheist? I don't know.
Pantheist?
I just believe in everything, I guess. It's all true. I mean, if you bring it into the world, it becomes truth. But I really don't think that it, you know, that the reality that we experience is anything other than...
What people say?
Well, it's probably unique to every individual anyways. And, you know, we were talking about drugs. The fact that you can take a drug and, like, your mind view can completely change, but only for a few hours, and then you start to come, like, you know... The way that you envision the world is very much in box all the time. And then, you know, you can shatter the box, you can break, you know, open it up.
But isn't that just more believing in science? Because it's all just chemicals, you know?
Yeah, I don't, I mean...
And there's science behind all of that.
That's true, too.
I mean, it's one of those things, like, if you reap what you sow, just the fact that there's physical laws in the universe and that, you know, you can have a method by which they always, you know, bring about something.
Uh-huh.
I mean, is it the, you know, the physical laws of the universe ought to do work the way that they do most of the time, but the fact that you can have you can perform any experiment and there will be one time out of a billion that it doesn't work out, and then you have to try and explain that, but it's just the fact that most of the time the physical laws of the universe work.
Okay.
Do you think people actually have out-of-body experiences and go to different... metaphysical planes while meditating and stuff like that?
I know what a metaphysical plane is. Like, I guess it's meta into physical.
Well, even more basic, like, do you believe in meditation?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's part of
believing
in everything.
What do you believe? How powerful do you think meditation is? What do you think it can make you do? What do you think it can make you do?
Meditation?
Yeah.
Anything?
Kind
of? Yeah, of course. I mean, yeah, you could definitely visit someplace else. I mean, you're not actually there.
That's what I'm saying, but I think some people believe they
are there in a physical sense. If you, because
believe in it, hard
reality that you define is inside your head, no matter what. I mean,
yeah, but I think some people actually think their soul goes somewhere, which, you know what I mean.
Soul, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, that's impossible to describe. It looks like a ghost.
But only because you think
I've seen it in movies.
Yeah.
I've seen Ghost Dad.
Yeah.
Same thing.
So my soul's Bill Cosby.
Yeah, basically.
I wish. Great.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
What about this? What about this? What about this? What about Medicis?
Out of body experience.
What do you think that
I've
is?
I've had dreams where I've seen myself sleeping. It does something to you. I mean, this one you remember. I don't know how many times I've dreamed that. I don't remember my dreams a whole lot.
But I mean, like, people claiming that they can see their body and they're floating around and walk around and do whatever.
Sure they can.
What, how do you think that's possible? What do you think causes that?
I've had dreams, too, where I've actually woken up in my body, and I know that I'm, like, on the bed, but I know that it's a dream body because I'll feel my face, and my glasses will be there, even though I know that I took my glasses off before I went to sleep. But I'm, like, conscious enough to know that I took my glasses off. The way that I feel them now is I'm just used to feeling my face and feeling my glasses. But it's, you know, one of those strange things of, like, when you're in the dream and you feel your face, it's like I'm used to feeling my face with glasses on it, but I know that I took my glasses off before I went to sleep. Therefore, I know that the face that I'm feeling is not my face and that these are not glasses that I'm feeling. Well, like feeling walls in dreams, it feels real. I mean, you have actually, like, you can feel your... I mean, that's another reality, right? But it's not... a physical one.
So do you
but
think
at the same time the physical reality that you're feeling, like this one right now, can't be the physical reality either because I'm feeling it in here anyway. So everything's internalized and everything goes.
Do you think out of body experiences?
You play telephone, right?
Okay.
When you go around the room and the sentence that you say to the next person, no matter what. But
yeah.
That's the exact same way that reality is. It's like the way I feel things, the way you feel things are different because it's not the actual physical thing that we're feeling. It's our internalization of the physical thing that's out there.
Yeah, for sure. But do you think an outer body experience is a physical reality?
As much as physical reality of this.
Yeah.
Of course.
So what do you think causes that? Like how?
Causes it.
But how? I mean.
With mind power, I don't know.
Do you think it's a soul? What do you think it is? If your body's here, but you're not in your body, what is that?
You're
what is that? Not
in your body. That's all you are.
Well, outer body is out of your body.
Yeah, no, but you're still in your body. You're just in. You've just created. I mean, there's no difference. That's like in Buddhism, there's no consciousness, there's no soul, because they think that, you know, your conscious thought from one second to the other is nothing more than just a loose connection of fragments of just, you know.
How would that be a physical reality, being our only our body?
Because, well, no, I'm just saying it's not a physical reality in the sense that, you know, I know that this is,
this is the
most real thing, is me knocking on the table, it's the most real thing that I can tap on is, you know, the table, but at the same time I could be in a dream or in another and tap on a table, and it's there's no difference between this table and that table, really. It's real to me. This one's real to me. The other one is also real to me. However, the one in my head is not real to you, but I can't change my view of reality around you because it's just unreasonable.
So you think an outer body experience is almost like a dream, lucid dream kind of thing, or a dream in general? Okay. Yeah.
People pass lie detector tests where they say they've been abducted by
a lot of people.
You know, people, you can put a person.
Well, the Travis Walton story, you know about that?
Travis Walton. Was that there was a movie? Made?
Fire in the Sky was made about him.
David Randall,
I don't know the people in it. I don't know, but the story is interesting because it was like 15 people that said they were all abducted at once, and all 15 people passed a lie detector test twice. Yeah. They're out in the woods for some reason, working or hunting or something. But even I've never been drunk and thought I was abducted by aliens, let alone 14 other friends
of mine.
You've
been drunk and lost track of time, sure.
Yeah.
Or like maybe even if you get drunk enough, you can black out and do things that you're not really conscious of the next day. And someone's like, yeah, you were doing this and this last night when you were drunk. And you're like, oh, I have no record.
Yeah. But if somebody,
So.
But the other weird thing was he was so dehydrated when they found him. He was on the brink of death, which is crazy because if you want to pull a hoax, it'd be so hard to, like, make yourself get that dehydrated.
Yeah.
And he had scratches all over him, which is weird. He did temple and all that.
I don't know.
I'm not saying I don't believe in aliens either.
It's a drug study. It was a naturally occurring drug in your brain called DMT.
Yeah.
That can also be found in some plants. But if you, like, they inject people with a lot of it, and almost all of their hallucinations, it's like, okay, so actual physical reality completely goes away. Like, you can be staring with your eyes open at this space, and it's no longer this space. All of them have, like, very... aliens, bugs, elves, a lot of them, there's other beings, though, are there. Like, conscious presence.
So if one person said it, then it would probably create an effect where everybody thinks it's there.
That's true, too. Of just, like, okay, you're going to
take this
drug, and this, and this, and this is going to happen.
Killed other people to take it out of people's. I want to eat adrenaline.
That's from Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. He's taken from the pineal gland.
Yeah.
That's DMT. That's the gland that creates DMT. Pineal gland.
Huh. What plants is it found in?
Ayahuasca? Maybe Datura? I don't know. No, Datura is actually a. People, it's like a antitoxin or whatever. Like anything that it touches, it paralyzes, and people put like small amounts of it.
Like
in their
Stephen
eyes.
Hawking. Okay.
Yeah,
just clarifying. Go on.
It's like
Stephen Hawking
plant-ish.
Stephen Hawking plant.
Yeah, it's like Lou Gehrig's disease.
Yeah.
It's named after him. Anyways, they need to like focus in and on things, and it's like a. Your mind is the same, but it like your eye sees things as if it were like tripping with different colors, and the rods and cones get all messed up, and colors morph and change. But people have gone blind.
Wow.
You gotta kind of know what you're doing.
Hopefully. Like Ray Charles blind?
Yeah, but not as cool.
Yeah. Well,